On this episode of the Ugly Truth About Business podcast, I go way back. This is like a blast from the past all the way to 2012, where I shared a series called Life is a Week. And you're going to enjoy this one. This is a classic.
Get ready.
Ready.
All right. For your wake-up call.
Wake up!
He promises to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and the ugly truth. It's your life and business strategist, Steve Harris.
Hi, this is your life strategist, Steve Harris. How's it going? I'm doing pretty okay. I'm on a personal retreat, you know, just taking stock of my life, thinking about, you know, how best to optimize my life and the things that I'm doing. I've got some cake on the table. I've got my Bible here, listening to some pretty good music, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how to make sense of a lot of things. Let me just talk to you about a few things that I've been thinking about. I was reading the scripture that says, teach me how to number my days, that I may apply myself to wisdom. I'm sure you've probably heard that scripture before. Now, I'm no particular Bible scholar. I'm just a regular guy who just happens to love God and just, you know, try to make sense of it all. But then again, I was thinking, okay, you know, teach me to number my days, that I would apply myself to wisdom. Now, what does that mean? I took some time out to study, and I figured out something that I want to share with you, something that I call, you know, for the lack of a better term, life is a week, or what to do with each week of your life. I think that's pretty much, you know, what to do with each week of your life. Now, if life is a week, I've discovered that, for example, you know, 0 to 10 is your Monday, 11 to 20 is your Tuesday, 21 to 30 is your Wednesday, 31 to 40 is your Thursday, 41 to 50 is your Friday, 51 to 60 is Saturday, and 60 to 70 is Sunday, and anything over 70 years old, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty much public holiday, you know what I mean? So how do we make sense of it all? What do you do in each season of your life? Remember, like I just said, if life is a week, then that means your Monday is the years between 0 to 10, Tuesday are the years between 11 to 20. Wednesday are the years between your 21 and 30. Thursday is the years between 31 and 40. Friday is 41 to 50. Saturday is 51 to 60. Sunday is 61 to 70. And everything above that is probably, you know, a public holiday. All right, so let's cut to the chase. One of the things I was thinking about how to use each week of your life very productively is to remember or recognize that your 0 to 10 is the season that I call the season of discovery. I'm going to say that again. If you have a pen and paper, this might be a pretty good time to, you know, put some things down. All right? Your 0 to 10 is your week of discovery. Now, most and generally, the years between our 0 to 20 is sequestered with our parents. So we learn from our parents. We're literally under our parents' guidance and tutelage. So there's almost literally nothing we can do in that regard. But now the responsibility of our parents is to make sure that within that frame of mind, that 0 to 10, we are able to discover our gifts, we're able to discover our callings, we're able to discover our abilities. Unfortunately, most parents don't recognize this, because even the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, or the way he was created or intended to go, so that when he grows up, he will not depart from this. Now, it's our responsibility of our parents to be able to help us and shape us and mold us. But now the challenge is, most of our parents don't even know what they were created to do, how much more what we are created to do. So sometimes, especially in this part of the world, we wait until we're in our 30s or in our late 20s to actually discover what we're created to do. But in the ideal situation, 0 to 10 is a season of discovery. So if you're a parent out there and you're listening to this podcast, I want you to be able to recognize that you've got to be able to look at your kids proactively and start asking yourself a question. You know, what are they great at? What's their natural inclination? You know, I have a one-year-old daughter, and I know it's a little pretty too early to tell, because right now she's in the season of just practice and just blowing things up and pulling things down. And just she's a little Dora the Explorer, if you know what I mean. So it might be a little early for me to be able to recognize what she's great at, because, you know, she's still a kid. But I'm proactively and consciously looking at things that she's great at. For example, I've noticed that she loves music. So, hey, who knows? Maybe she's going to be able to love music. Maybe she's going to go into music or be a producer or something or whatever it is. But your responsibility as a parent, especially within the season of discovery, is to be able to identify what your kids were wired and fired for. Now, most in generally, those of you who may be listening to me right now may not be parents yet, but you're probably asking the question, how do I discover my gift or my talent? But hey, look on the bright side. You may not have discovered it between your 0 to 10, like a Tiger Woods, who, for example, his father recognized at the age of 2 that when he bought him a ball, Tiger wouldn't throw it, he wouldn't kick it, he would putt it, he'd look for a stick, and he'd whack it. So his father, you know, this happened not once, not twice, but several times. And I'm sure his father recognized that, listen, there must be something about this kid with balls and sticks. So he probably asked himself a question, hey, what sports involve using a ball and stick? So there's golf, there's hockey, there's baseball, there's cricket, there's polo. And which probably can we do now? So he tried his hand at a lot of things, and he found out that it was golf. And, I mean, I have a video. You can even Google it on YouTube. There's a video of Tiger Woods, age 3, on international TV, and he was putting a hole-in-one at the age of 3, I'm telling you. And Tiger Woods today is probably about 34, 35, maybe 36. He's got over 30 years work experience with playing golf. Now check it out. I mean, a reporter asked his father one day that how is it possible that a kid who just last year at the age of 18 was in our amateur leagues and now at the age of 19 he's world number one. How do you do that? That's literally unprecedented and impossible. And his father said something really interesting. He said, hey, if you've been practicing the same thing for over 16 years, waking up at 4 a.m. every morning to focus on just one thing, do you think you have what it takes to be world number one? And the reporter said, yeah, sure. And so Tiger's dad said, hey, listen, man, my son has been waking up at 4 a.m. every morning since he was a kid, right, before he goes to school, and he would play a round of golf with me, right? And today, at that time, he was 19 years old, and he was world number one. Tiger was already, at that particular point in time, had 17 years work experience focusing on golf. Now, my question to you is this. What experience do you have on what it is that you do? What's your experience? What's your track record? All right, so Tiger Woods today, I mean, for example, if I say golf, automatically Tiger Woods' name comes to your mind. So what things should I mention for your name to come to mind? What have you been practicing? Recognizing that practice makes perfect. Whatever you've been practicing will be perfected one day or the other. So what have you been practicing? I mean, check it out. If you practice going late to work, it's going to become perfect. You know what they say? Practice makes perfect. And whatever becomes perfect will become permanent. And whatever you build practice in, you become confident at. All right, so that's my point exactly. What have you been practicing? You've got to be able to sit down and think it over. Think it through. What have you been practicing? What has been taking your time? Remember, like I said, 0 to 10 is the year of discovery. Or should I put it like this? It's the season of discovery. At the age from 0 to 10, it's your parents' responsibility. And if you have siblings, you know, to be able to look at them and identify what it is they are great at. All right. Now, remember, like I said, you may be obviously listening to this podcast. You might be older than 10 years old, most probably, definitely, you know, but it's never too late to be able to discover your gift. So let's talk about a few things. How do I discover my gift? Very simple. Your gift is predicated on two things. Number one, your passion and your problem. I'm going to say that again. It's predicated on two things. Number one, your passion, and number two, your problem. So simply put, what are you passionate about? What gets your goat? You know what I mean? What sets you on fire? You know, what gives you that joie de vivre, the joy of life? What sets you going? You know what I mean? Find out what it is. What comes to you naturally? I mean, I always say it this way. Birds don't take flight lessons. They don't go to flying school, but they learn how to fly. Fish don't take swimming lessons. You know what I mean? But put a fish in water, it will naturally begin to excel. What environment, what area, what thing do we need to put you in for you to be able to naturally excel? I mean, you don't even have to be trained for this. I mean, look at me, man. I'm a public speaker, a life strategist. I am doing pretty well at what I do. You know what I mean? I've never attended a public speaking course. You know what I mean? This is natural to me. You know, this has been the raw gift and the raw talent. But after a while, yes, of course, it's necessary for you to be able to hone your skill and embellish it. But, you know, enough said. The point is, what comes to you naturally? So remember, like I said, your discovery of your gift comes first and foremost, usually, with your passion. Now, the second thing is your problem. So let me put it like this. What gets your goat? What frustrates you when it's poorly done? Remember, like I said, your passion is the thing that comes to you naturally that you just do and that you excel at. But then again, there is your problem. What drives you crazy when it's done poorly? You've got to be able to think about it. You've got to be able to recognize that, okay? What drives you nuts? I mean, you just can't understand why a guy would wear, you know, a yellow jacket with a green shirt with pink trousers and a purple tie. That just doesn't make sense. But you know, you just have an eye for detail, but maybe not as garish as that, but you have an eye for detail. You're probably the fella that, you know, when your friends are having events, you know, you just love looking at shirts. You know, fashion TV is your thing, and you're looking at fashion TV not because of the models, I would pretty much expect, but you're looking at their designs, their trends, and you don't even know how to sew. You don't have that interest, and you're constantly sketching or, you know, working on fabric and looking at stuff, you know, stuff that other guys like me probably don't even understand. You know, you've got to be able to recognize that is something that you are gifted at. Now, you've got to be able to work it. Remember, like I said, this is the season of discovery, and practice makes perfect. If you don't practice, you will not get it perfected, and you won't be confident in the use of your gift. The Bible talks about David, that when he came in front of Saul, and Saul was saying to him, listen, man, you can't take on this giant. He's been killing people since he was a kid. And David said, yeah, that may be so, but listen, man, I've been killing lions and bears in private, man. I've practiced with the lion. I've taken him out. I've practiced with the bear. I've taken him out. And this is a giant. He's got two legs. The other animals had four. I mean, he's going to fall. He's at a disadvantage. I don't know if you know what I mean. Goliath has two legs. The animals had four. I can take him out. You know what I mean? So you've got to be able to recognize, what have you been practicing? All right. So what frustrates you? What gets your goat? What annoys you when it's poorly done? You've got to be able to recognize that these are the things that will aid in the season of discovery. So remember, like I said, just rounding off because I'm out of your way. Remember, like I said, we're going to be dealing with the week of life. Life is a week. So 0 to 10 is Monday. 11 to 20 is Tuesday. 21 to 30 is Wednesday. 31 to 40 is Thursday. 41 to 50 is Friday. 51 to 60 is Saturday. And 60 to 70 is a Sunday. And everything above that is a public holiday. So stay tuned with me. Next week we're going to be dealing with the season of practice, what's going to happen in year 11 to 20. All right, so stay with me. Once again, remember, this is your life strategist, Steve Harris, saying to you, it's not what you don't have that limits you, it's what you have but you don't know how to use. God bless you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Ugly Truth About Business podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please take a moment to subscribe, share it with a friend, and most importantly, leave a review. And let people know that this is the podcast that they should be listening to on the internet. Thank you.